in the early spring from South Carolina to Mississippi. You could see it. Georgia had a big outbreak, and then South Carolina, and then Alabama, and then Mississippi. It was just moving toward us, went from sporadic to local. And that's sort of the next step, which means, hey, there's a consistent pattern of, you know, they're not big outbreaks, but, you know, people are getting it again. And it was moving toward us. And then Texas went to local. And so we thought, and then Arkansas or Oklahoma did. So we had like three states, and Arkansas did too. There were three states on our border that were, it all moved up to local again. So it looked like another wave was building. But then that fizzled, essentially. Those states sort of peaked again, had a little tiny wave, and then dropped back. And right now, let's see, Tennessee is down to no activity, and so is Arkansas and Oklahoma. Those three states are all down to no activity. They aren't reporting just, you know, extremely minor cases, and we're still at sporadic. So it's still there, but it's below average. The average number of cases of people showing up with flu-like illness just any given week of the year is about 2.7% of the emergency room visits, and what we're showing right now is about 2%. So it's actually below average. And so, you know, on one hand, we've been lucky. On the other hand, I think, you know, the state made a pretty decent response to it to get people, and the public complied, people to, you know, cover their mouths when they cough, to wash their hands frequently, you know, to do those little things. And we also made a big push on vaccination, which helped a lot. We were not one of the, we were one of the lower states in vaccination rates, but especially in sort of in the more dense population centers like Kansas City and St. Louis, we did get a pretty good response to the vaccination campaigns, and we think that, you know, helped avoid quite a few cases of flu.
Do we have a lot of vaccine though still sitting around on the shelves going to go to waste?
Well, there is going to be some that goes to waste. We know. I mean, every year we have some go to waste. They make a prediction that, you know, on how many people are going to get it. And, you know, they never get it for everybody because they know a lot of people just will never get around to getting vaccinated. In this case, the last figures I saw, there were about 118 million doses, I think, produced nationwide. And there was something in the order of 90 million given out. Here in Missouri, we received about 1.63 million doses of vaccine. And the last figures I saw, we were somewhat under a million that we had given out. And, you know, the thing is, we knew so we were going to be, you know, some would go to waste because, but we made the decision, and the federal government made the decision that it's better to have more on hand and not give it out than to not have enough and have people getting, you know, very ill, and especially these target groups like pregnant women and young children who are really hit hard by this virus. You know, to leave them without any vaccine, I think, was considered unconscionable. So the decision was made to have it on hand, even if people decided not to use it. And it was also complicated because the virus emerged too late last year. It emerged in April, and that was too late to be included in the regular vaccine. So you had this odd situation where people, especially older people, had to get two vaccinations, one for the seasonal flu and one for the H1N1 flu. And so a lot of people ended up getting one or the other and not both. So that was sort of an issue too. The other, I guess, factor in all this is that, or the upside to it is that now we know about this virus and it'll be included in the seasonal vaccine that's being produced right now for the fall. So when you go and get your flu shot, it'll have actually vaccines against three different flu viruses in it.
What did we have? What kind of numbers did we actually have in terms of illnesses, deaths, and things that could be attributed to flu-like symptoms, whether it was H1N1 or just the general flu?
Actually, it's nine confirmed H1N1 deaths in Missouri. The last one was on April 11th, 2010. It was 9 confirmed, where we actually had a sample and subtyped the flu virus that it was an H1N1. There were 9 others that are presumed to be, so a total of 18, that were presumed to be the H1N1 flu. We didn't actually have the sample, but the person had the flu, and the it was confirmed as influenza A, which H1N1 is a subtype of influenza A. And at the time, virtually all the influenza A viruses in the country, in the whole nation, including Missouri, were H1N1. So we presume that Missouri was at 18.